a day to day. I gotta make a way. Running this race to play. Some of my shake and bake. Know that it's safe to say America love to hate. If the future going away, subscribe to the plate. We all win it right now. Put the present in the background. Out of sight, out of mind now. The tune of a life need a new sound. 808 for that crap we sold. Boom back for that soul we sold. Morris gone for that sack of gold. Reality shows for the stripper pole. No excuses for the lack of goals. Who knows what tomorrow holds? Who knows what tomorrow holds? But when the camera flash, I'ma strike this pose.
Where do we go?
A cat named Mo style long rejoiner.
Yeah.
But we had to. This is a very brand new release remix by my guy Strizzo. We'll let it play out a little bit more. I love this song, man. Welcome back. 102.5 The Bone. We are live. Another smash hit in the making right there. Let's go to the hotline right now. We got him with us and talk to my guy, DJ Strizzo. What's up, Striz?
What's good, my good people? What's going on, Johnny B, man? Appreciate you for having me.
Yeah.
Appreciate the love. Appreciate the energy, man. What's good?
Oh, man. Dude, I appreciate you. You are the feel-good advocate. You are the guy. Like, you wrote the book on feel-good, you know?
Man, it's much needed, especially this last 2 years.
I know.
Much needed, man. And I've been that guy there, the guy that's the advocate for, you know, trying to make people feel the best they can under all the circumstances we're dealing with, trying to get back to quote-unquote normal.
Amen. Good Vibes Advocate. Have you copyrighted Good Vibes Advocate? Because you should, because that's you.
I have not, but you know what? I'm glad you put that bug in my ear, because I really somebody else told me I needed to do that, and so you solidified. I'm definitely gonna get on that, bro.
Good. Talk. Because honestly, like there's a handful of people I think about when I think of like positive energy, talented people, things of that nature, and you're one of the first guys I always think about, and I love it because you're a local guy. You know, you're somebody that, you know, I can pick up my phone and text you, and you'll text me right back, and it's like, just knowing that, you know, you're my friend and that, you know, you're right here in the vicinity and you rep this city as hard as anybody. You're not out there slinging out all this negativity. And it seems like that's all we see nowadays. And it's like we need more stuff like this. You know, we need more Strizzo in our life, you know, some positive energy.
Man, I appreciate it, bro. It's like, you know, I told myself, man, you know, like, you know, we old school, man. It's like. And old school don't mean that you don't know what's going on. It just mean that you appreciate all the other stuff outside of all the stuff that they try to put in your face. You know what I mean? It's like, it's so easy for us to get caught up in everything that we see put in front of us on social media, especially social media.
Yes.
But, you know, back in the day, we used to have to weave that stuff out. You know, we used to have to, like, okay, that don't really make sense. Oh, okay, that makes sense. You know, but now it's just like, if you don't have somebody out there being like, okay, that's just a bunch of crap, then, you know, you're just going to let yourself feed into whatever it is, man. So I'm that guy that's just trying to keep the good energy out there, because it's so easy to just fall into the negative these days.
Yeah.
And I'm on a whole nother mission, man.
I'm right there with you, man. And it's it seems like that's just become a kind of a mission, you know, even on this show. Like, I'm, you know, me being, you know, technically a member of the media, I really ain't, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm a comic. I'm an entertainer, you know. They just let do radio. So I find myself calling out corporate media all the time now, and I don't want to seem like some radical, but I just get aggravated, man, because it's like I feel like the narrative lately with social media, with corporate media, is that they want us to be divided, they want us to be angry, and they want us to, you know, it's better for their bottom line if the world is on fire, where, you know, it just seems like it would be nice if we can just try to be happy and try to to view people as characters and not as, I have to identify people by classes and by race and by everything else.
That's so true, bro. It's like the negativity sells the ads, right? So it's like, let's do what we got to do to sell these ads. And I get it. But at the end of the day, man, you got to have somebody out there that's just, you know, constantly just pushing out common sense. I know, I probably can't change the world, but damn it, I'm going to try.
If anything, give them a little relief. You know, if you can't change it, give them a break. And that's why, you know, you go to great music. That's why you go to great entertainment. And I feel like, you know, you and I, in a lot of ways, are on the same mission. It's just to try to make people happy for at least a little bit of time, you know, just whether it's during a 5-minute track or during a 2-hour long concert, or for me, telling my stupid jokes for 45 minutes, whatever we can do to bring, you know, entertainment to people and bring happiness to people. I think that's what, like, guys like us, that's what we're put on this earth to do, you know? And so I try to surround myself with greatness, you know? It feels like it helps me.
By the way, when you do the national anthem, it gives me life, bro. I'm just letting you know, I never would have thought that was something I discovered about you as of recently, that you could sing like that. But to all your listeners, if you've never heard Johnny B sing the national anthem, I advise you to, if you need to get a tear in your eyes, you need to feel good about life in the United States of America, and that we're still the number one country in the world, listen to my man sing the national anthem.
Thanks, man. And do it. And when I sing it, like, I've been singing the national anthem publicly, you know, for a long time, but it seems like it's more important now, you know, because when I sing it now, I feel like we need to come together more than we've ever come together before. Like, we really need to just drop all this hate, drop all the crap. There's a lot of anti-American sentiment out there. And I'm like, come on, guys, we got to get it together. We got to stop, you know, hating on the country, whether you're happy about the, you know, the administration, it's not about them. And, you know, it's about us. It's about the people. Right. And that's why I sing the national anthem. I sing it for, you know, I think about the veterans that sacrifice for this country. You know, I think about, you know, just the common folks. I think about how we came together after 9/11, you know, like, everybody was a patriot. Yeah. Everybody was very patriotic, and nobody was talking about race issues and religion and things like that. We were just like, coming together as a country for the first time in a long time. And I want that again. That's what I want.
Yeah. At some point, man, you know, I hope that at some point, you know, the common sense kicks in and people understand that, you know, the mega media people that want to divide us, that they really don't have our best interests at hand.
Right.
They have their best interests at hand.
Yes.
As long as we keep people like ourselves out there, you know, just, you know, making people feel good, you know, about themselves, about, you know, better, making better decisions, about, you know, feeling good through music. And that's why I picked, you know, Guns N' Roses with the Sweet Child of Mine remix, because that take me back to, like, the time when The music just felt good.
Yes.
You know, yeah, we might be walking around in a ton of fog and pollution, but we didn't really care. We felt good. You know what I mean? Everybody just felt good about each other for the most part.
Yeah.
You know, it was just a time when music really felt good. The energy felt authentic and real. And, you know, so that's why I pulled that one out, and I'm so glad that I got the license to do it. And it's on and popping right now.
It is. It's awesome. I've been playing it on, you know, pretty much every day in my car since you sent it to me and gave me the little backdoor hookup and got it before it was released, which made me very happy. I want people to feel like you've been on this show. You've been in studio with us several times, and it's always awesome because, mm-hmm. you know, you always talking about being surrounded by greatness. You're always surrounded by greatness, and it seems like every time you've been here with Second Chance and just, you know, a ton of great artists. And mm-hmm. we've gotten to feature you and talk to you a little bit, but it's kind of nice to have you on your own so we can kind of dig in a little bit. Why I got you on the phone, you know, kind of get a little background, how you got started, you know, and you've been in the game for a long time, you know, and there's a lot of people that are fans, but I want to make new fans in case people aren't aware of you.
So I started my career in radio in 98, fresh out of college, started working in radio. And then I took my tax return, bought a drum machine in 2004. And then I started making what we call in Tampa Bay now called juke music.
Yeah.
Which was originated by Tampa Tony.
Yes.
You know, he had to keep juking out, and that motivated me to kind of take that and take it to another level. So I started making juke music. My first, big single was called Lolo. And then I, put out Sweat, and, we put out It's My Dog Birthday, mm-hmm. which is still the gift that keep on giving. Fast forward a few years, I was able to be a part of a Billboard Top 40 situation and Bust It Wide Open.
Yeah.
That record was huge. I mean, that record ran like two summers. And,
yeah.
And then all the relationships that I built in radio, came to fruition during the whole Bust It Wide Open movement. And then I got reached out to by Bubba Sparks in 2014. He called me out of the blue on a Tuesday night. I remember I was at Whiskey Joe's.
Nice.
Just sitting in front of the fire pit on a February in 2014. He called me. It was like ready to get back on the road touring. And at the time, it was like I was at like a standstill with the whole Bust It Wide Open thing, where it was doing real big numbers, but all the shows that I was getting in Florida and Georgia, and it wasn't, but it was getting a national look. And I was ready to take my whole movement international.
Right.
So I took him up on his offer. I went out there and started building my brand internationally. And the rest is history, man. I mean,
awesome.
Me and Second Chance linked up in 2017 when I had to take a break from the tour with Bubba Sparks. And then he and I connected, and the rest is history with that. And now I'm here, man, but I'm really, focused now on really solidifying my DJ and producer brand.
Yeah.
Because I've been out there for so many years. Everybody see me, on the scene doing big moves and everything. And a lot of people being out there don't know that, I'm a producer and I do this and I affiliate with this. I don't brag about it. I'm not like a real name dropper,
right,
or anything like that. I've been a part of a lot of people's careers and getting it to the next level. And so now it's just like, I know that where I'm at in my career, I need to just really focus on what I know I could give the world. And
yeah,
that's good film, feeling good music. The good vibes is much needed. So that's where I'm at right now.
I'm here for it all day long. And yeah, you're right. And I'm glad you mentioned that too, about, you being a producer and doing so many big things behind the scenes. And I mean, obviously, I have an inside to the, to the entertainment, industry. So I know more than most common folks do. But yeah, you're the real deal, man. And I want everybody to start picking up on it. I mean, if they haven't already, anytime I mention you to anybody, they already know who you are, So but I want everybody to get on this and check you out. I mean, you're on Spotify, YouTube, everything. Is there anywhere that you want to promote that, that people may not know that they can find, your music and everything else that you're doing?
I want to give a special shout out to Young One Jonah.
I love him.
The artist that's rapping on this. Yeah, that's on the Sweet Child of Mine remix, man. He did his thing. I can't tell you how much I believe in him as an artist and for what he has coming up in the future. So I wanted to definitely plug that because y'all be looking out for him.
Mm-hmm.
As far as me, man, you know, you can just Google me, Strizzo, Strizzo, Strizzo on Instagram, Strizzo on Facebook, Strizzo on Spotify, Strizzo on Apple Music.
Yeah.
Strizzo everywhere, man. I'm the official Strizzo. Anything else is an imitator.
Right.
And that's it, man.
I tell everybody, if you go to Strizzo on Instagram, whatever hat he's wearing, I will have it in 2 weeks. Cause that's what I do. I said, you know, Strizzo's made me, I had to up my hat game. I had to buy go on Amazon and buy a hat rack for my studio at home. Cause every time I look on Instagram, I'm like, damn, he got another hat that I don't have. And then I got to go find that hat. You know, I go, damn, he's got a Red Rays hat with a retro logo. And I had to go find it.
Yeah.
But you made me up my game. Like, you know, I got to have that Strizzle. You know, I got to drip that swag that you drip and represent Tampa. So if you want to see whatever hats I'm going to be wearing, go to Strizzle on Instagram. And you also get to see, you know, it seems like every other week. I'm like, you know what? Yeah.
It's all about letting that energy flow, bro. Good energy vibrates good energy, bro.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And as long as we keep putting out a good energy, it's eventually going to become a real big atom of energy, bro. So as long as we keep these good vibes out, man, it's eventually going to resonate to everybody, and our mission will be accomplished one of these days, man.
I hope so, man. I mean, that's all I really care about. And, you know, I was thinking about that today, having a little walk around my neighborhood, and I was doing some deep thinking, and I thought, you know, like, you know, the definition of making it when you're an entertainer, you know, and everybody has a different kind of, you know, idea of what making it is. You know, it's not always monetary. Mm-hmm. I mean, you want to make good money. You want to have the things that you dream of having. But I mean, and it's as corny as it sounds, I thought about it today. I go, I just want to leave here being respected, and I want people to smile when they think about me. Like I do the people that I idolize that have left us, you know, the artist, you know, like Ralphie May, you know, he left us way too soon. He was a guy that took me under his wing, you know, and let me open for him in theaters. And I think when people think of Ralphie May, they just have to smile. And when people think of great artists and I think, you know, people obviously are already doing that with you. And you already made this. You have this huge legacy, and you just continue to pump out stuff. So I'm excited to see, you know, more stuff coming up, and I love the whole good vibes attitude, and I'm trying to do the same thing. So I love it, man. I appreciate everything you do, dude. It's awesome.
Appreciate it, man. And I need to catch one of your comedy shows, man.
Yeah.
I won't complain about it being a busy year. It's been a busy year, but my last show for the calendar year is December the 4th in Texas. When I get back home, man, it is my priority to catch you somewhere between December 5th and the end of the year or early next year, whenever I can catch you, I want to catch your show live, man.
We need to collaborate because I have this idea, and I've been talking to a few people locally, but I have this idea, and somebody's going to steal it if I don't run with it, but I want to do kind of a comedy festival. I want to do a weekend comedy festival, but I want it to be comedy / barbecue / hip-hop fest, right? So...
Oh, man, count me in.
You know what I'm saying?
Count me in.
So I want to get some of the best comics in Florida. I want to get some of the best hip-hop artists, and I want to get the best barbecue, and I want to throw down for a Saturday-Sunday weekend event. Have each, you know, Saturday and Sunday, we'll have a headlining comic that's a big name come in. You know, we'll have, like I said, we'll just feature a bunch of people, and it'll just be barbecue, hip-hop, and comedy. I don't know if you can get better vibes.
Bro, that sounds like a legit win-win, bro. Like, That is a real good idea, bro. You need to focus, and I know you can go out there and get the sponsorship for it, man. You should really do that, bro.
All right.
Count me in.
Oh, you're in. You're in. I want to try to do it for, you know, maybe the spring, you know, before it gets too hot outside. But yeah, sounds good.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Well, man.
Well, Strizzo, thanks so much for calling in, buddy. I appreciate it. We're going to put all your stuff up on the Johnny B Show page, and that way everybody knows how to find you if they don't know how to already. But, yeah, just Google official Strizzo and follow him and interact on everything and go to Spotify and listen to his music and make a playlist, for damn sakes. All right. Thanks, man.
Appreciate it.
I will talk to you soon.
Hey, Johnny B, I appreciate you, man. Like, much love, brother.